Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Andy Russell. And now here's Dinah.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? Eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
When they look at me, my heart begins
to float.
Then it starts to rockin' like a
like the motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any boy like you.
Dinah?
Yes, Harry?
Dinah, you didn't tell me about that letter you received from the sponsor after last week's program with Joan Davis. Gee, I bet he loved it, huh?
Harry, I got news for you. He was very disturbed about it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why? The audience laughed and applauded like mad.
Well, that seems to be our mistake. Here, you listen to what he says.
Yeah.
Dear Dinah, I must remind you again that what I want is a quiet, dignified program that features your singing and not one that is filled with fun-making and frivolity.
You mean we got too many laughs last week? Is that...
Yeah. He says, I don't mind if the people laugh once in a while, but only if they laugh at your singing.
Well, Dinah, does that mean we can't tell any jokes?
Oh, I guess we can tell jokes all right, as long as they're not funny.
Well, how can anybody be so foolish, so ridiculous, so dim-witted?
Harry, the sponsor may be listening.
As we are, to displease such a brilliant man.
Well, I guess there's really only one thing to do, and that's to ask the audience to cooperate with us.
Hey, now, that's a good idea, Diane. You go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to make a request. First of all, we hope you don't enjoy the show. And prove it by buying lots of Bird's Eye frozen foods.
Amen, amen.
However, if we fail to bore you sufficiently, and if you find that you want to laugh or applaud, please wait until the program is over and then do it out in the lobby.
Of course, we don't... Now, you see, we're in trouble already.
I know it. He's not going to like it.
We don't have to tell you, listeners, if you don't enjoy the show, be sure to tell your friends. And if you can only say nice things about us, don't say anything at all.
Incidentally, Harry, the letter has a P.S. that concerns you.
Oh?
It says, since I'm not there to check up, would you please see to it that every time Bonzel says Bird's Eye Frozen Spinach, he kneels and kisses the box top? Or a reasonably exact facsimile.
Well, but Dinah, I do. In fact, I've worn out 98 box tops and 3 sets of knee pads already.
I know, I'm the one that has to help you up.
Oh.
But you know, there's one good thing about tonight's show, Harry.
What?
I've asked Andy Russell to be our guest, and, well, you know how shy and quiet he is. The audience won't even know he's here.
Oh, Dinah, that's wonderful. We'll get less laughs than Raymond Graham's swing.
Now, Andy, sit down, kid. As your manager, I want to give you some advice before you appear on the Dinah Shore show tonight.
I certainly can use it, can't I, Mr. Bunker?
You're a great talent, kid, but there's one thing wrong. You're too shy. You're too retiring. You're too polite.
Well, sir, I never thought I was too polite, sir, if you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Bunker. Sir?
Then if you're not too polite, why did you put your coat over a puddle of water the other day for a girl to walk on?
That's not unusual, sir. Sir Walter Raleigh did it.
Yeah. But he got out of the coat first.
Oh.
You see, kid, you just let people step on you. What we gotta do is, well, we gotta make you more aggressive. Like, like Phil Harris, for instance.
But, Mr.
You don't have to tell me that. Sure, we're making pretty good dough. But are we satisfied with that?
Yes, sir.
Sit down, kid.
Well, I am sitting down.
Well, then sit lower. This is important. Now, what did you just say?
Well, all I meant is that I'm very happy and we don't need any more money.
We don't need any more money?
Well, I don't think so, sir.
Stand up, kid. Look, without money, you're nothing. Now, what would you rather be, more than anything else?
A numismatist.
Sit down, kid. What's your second choice?
A philatelist.
Stand up, kid. Tell me something. Did I ever steer you wrong? Why, if it wasn't for me, you might have been just another Frank Sinatra.
Yes. And there's hardly enough for one.
Now you're getting it. From now on, you've got to get in there and punch with a fast talk, and the wise cracks.
Oh, you mean razzmatazz and a vodeo-do?
Sit down, kid.
Gosh, my spine is beginning to hurt, Mr. Bunker.
Look, did you ever notice when Phil Harris pushes his way up to the microphone, he shoves Benny aside and he says, "Hiya, Jackson, don't scuttle the program. Your rescue boat has arrived."
That certainly is a very humorous metaphor.
Sure. Now let's hear you say it.
How are you, Mr. Jackson? Don't scuttle.
Hold it, kid. Hold it. Oh, I can see I'll have to give you a lot of coaching on that, but by the time you reach Dinosaur's program, you'll be perfect. What are you going to sing tonight?
Well, sir, I was thinking of La Borrachita.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like.
I'll never love again if you forget me. My heart won't let me love someone new. I'll never dream again. How could I go on dreaming if each dream that we made were to suddenly fade in the blue? I'll never thrill again to someone's kiss. For what good would it do? It's you I'll miss. My heart is yours alone, so be careful, don't break it. For if you ever should, darling, I never could love again. Borrachita me voy para olvidarla. La quiero mucho, él también me quiere. Borrachita me voy hasta la capital, pa' servir al patrón que me mandó llamar anteayer. Yo le quise traer, dijo que no, que si había de llorar, que volver. Borrachita me voy hasta la capital, pa' servir al patrón que me mandó llamar anteayer.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
Harry, this is testing. The time when you're supposed
Dinah,
to talk about
Dinah,
the
please,
spinach.
Please. But testing. Well, testing.
Well, Harry, but, well, All right, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll be
testing.
Glad to do it myself. Friends, listen. Do you pass up spinach when you're marketing because you dread the time you'll have to spend in the kitchen washing and cleaning that spinach? Well, if that's the case, then listen here. Get yourself some bird's eye spinach. It's really wonderful. I could never say enough about
it. Testing. Testing. Testing.
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen,
testing.
Get bird's eye spinach. Honestly, it's wonderful. And not only that, think about the time you save. There's no washing or cleaning, not a speck of sand or grit. And that's because the bird's eye folks wash that spinach over and over again in gallons and gallons of water. Over and over again till the spinach is glistening clean.
Testing. Testing. Testing.
Well,
testing.
As I was saying, you can't buy better spinach. Why, from the time those special bird's eye spinach seeds are put in the ground, they're babied and cared for, and watched so carefully until they've grown into big, thick leaves. And then they're picked at exactly the right time and quick frozen immediately after washing so that you get all the original garden freshness and flavor. Believe me, you ought to buy it often because bird's eye spinach is something very special.
Testing, testing.
Harry, for goodness sakes, what are you testing?
Testing bird's eye spinach, and it tests very good. Oh!
Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you'll let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always.
I'm getting a little worried. Don't you think the audience applauded a little too loud after your last song?
Well, I was thinking of that, Harry. I certainly hope not. It might infuriate the sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, Harry, Here comes Andy.
Oh.
Now, look, give him a very mild introduction because he's so modest and, well, he'll just prefer it that
nothing
way.
Nothing big.
No, very small.
Just leave it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a fellow with us who sings.
Kiss me now and talk me into it later. Oh, Russell, you're good news tonight.
Hello, Andy. You remember me, Harry Von Zell?
Hiya, Harrison. Read any good commercials lately?
Harrison?
Oh, brother, bring on your frozen spinach. I'll melt anything tonight.
Andy.
What?
Sit down, kid.
Oh, no, not that.
I'm sure when you found out that you were going to be a guest on our program, Andy, you planned to sing the kind of soothing ballad you're so well known for.
You mean like, amor, amor, amor?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Or, besame, besame mucho.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Well, if you think that's good, baby, listen to this. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Valtarini, Zaltarini, a voot, doot, root, zoot, solid, sanding, fig, newt. Yeah!
Oh, no!
Don't you have something peaceful like Home in Indiana?
Who wants peaceful? I'll give you something that'll rock the joint. How do you like this? In Utah, girls are cuter than in North or South Dakota.
Oh, no. Does that appeal to you, Harry?
I should say not. I think girls are cute in Minnesota.
You're nuts, Frostbite.
Frostbite?
That's another song. That title is Girls Are Sweeter in Minnesota.
Now, look.
Fap, I say. That one is Girls Are Sweeter in Colorita.
No,
I've got news for you, bud.
Harry,
Dinah,
Andy,
he's talking
Harry,
like
Harry.
A fool.
Look,
like a fool. Minnesota.
Harry.
Colorita.
Harry. Look. Harry, I can excuse Andy for raising a row, but you've forgotten our pledge to the sponsor.
Oh, I could smash myself.
Andy, I tell you what we'll do. Let's just forget about your song and I'll sing one.
Oh, no, I'm the guest. Not only that, I'm an aggressive guest.
Okay, Andy, but do you mind if I hold your music?
Oh, no, it's all right if it makes you happy.
Give me a little kiss, will you, huh? What are you gonna miss, will you, huh?
Gosh, oh, gee, how can I refuse? You just can't see what I've got to lose.
Oh, give me a little squeeze. Will you, huh? Why do you want to make me blue?
Well, I wouldn't say a word if you were asking for the world. But this concerns a kiss between a fella and a girl.
Oh, give me a little kiss. Will you, huh?
Will you give it right back to me?
Give me a little kiss.
Will you, huh?
Why do you wanna make me blue? You wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world.
Well, what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl?
Oh, give me a little kiss.
Will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
Dinah, dear, while you and Hot Stuff here were singing that song, you know what happened?
What?
The sponsor phoned in.
Oh,
Rooney.
He did. Well, that's just booty, Harry.
Reet.
Do you think I can get a job with Jack Benny singing the pickle in the middle and the mustard on top?
No, Dinah, he didn't fire us.
No?
No, but he made me promise that next week we'd have quieter guest star.
Oh, well, who did he suggest?
Abbott and Costello.
Say, Dinah, I'm a little disturbed by what I just heard. Did I cause you any trouble?
Oh, it was nothing, Andy. We almost got fired, that's all.
Why?
Well, you see, our sponsor likes a nice, quiet program, and we asked you to be our guest because you've always been such a gentleman.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Miss Shore, ma'am. I'm just following my manager's instruction, ma'am, Miss Shore.
Well, Andy, you don't have to be so polite and call me Miss Shore. After all, I call you Andy. Why don't you do the same?
All right, Andy. Gosh, I'm so confused by all this. I don't even know the difference between bird's eye frozen foods and swan soap.
You don't know the difference between bird's eye frozen foods and swan soap?
No, sir.
Sit down, kid.
You know, I knew something was wrong, Andy. You've never been so forward before.
Well, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I like to be in the background.
Well, Andy, then why didn't you join a trio?
That's always been one of my greatest ambitions.
Huh?
No kidding.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, that's always been one of my secret ambitions, too.
Well, now, isn't that funny? All my life, I wanted to be the guy in the trio who sings, "Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so be..."
Say, do you think there's enough among us three to make a trio?
Where?
Well, Andy, you know, with Harry in it, I think we have enough to make a quartet.
Yeah. What kind of a remark is that? You know what we could do, kids? We could use the name Andrews. That's always been successful for trios, you
know. Oh, my, what a novelty. Just think of it. Two Andrews brothers and a sister. I can just hear us now. The orchestra strikes a chord and...
I'm Patty.
I'm Maxine.
I'm Laverne.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change your name to mine.
Ta 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 ya ta ta ya ta ta ya.
Ta 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 ya ta ta ya da da.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Sing, boom, torero, we've got the blues on the run.
Ta 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 ya ta ta ya ta ta ya.
Ta 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 ya da da ya da da. Words. You will be mine in apple,
in apple blossom
time.
Oh, no. Friends, while Andy and Dinah run out to see their lawyers, I'd like to say a word here. Did you ever go out in a cornfield in the middle of summer when the corn was just ready and pick some and then rush right into the house and toss those ears of corn into boiling water? Boy, wasn't that corn something, so plump and sweet and so tender, melts in your mouth just like butter. Well, you know, right now in March, you can buy that same kind of corn, bird's eye golden sweet corn. And you really get tender, golden kernels of sweet corn that taste so field fresh, you'd think you had just picked them out of a cornfield. That's because the bird's eye folks pick their corn when it's young and tender, right at the peak of its midsummer goodness, and they cut the plump, milky kernels whole from the cob and immediately quick freeze them so that all that delicious field flavor is sealed in. You love bird's eye golden sweet corn. In fact, we're so sure that you will, that you'll get your money back if you don't think it's the best corn of its kind you ever tasted. Just remember, though, when you buy, if you want that real bird's eye quality, better buy bird's eye.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone. I can see it in your eyes. I can hear it in your sighs, feel your touch, and realize the thrill is gone. is old. Love was grand when love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now it don't appeal to you. The thrill is gone. This is the end. So why pretend and let it linger on? The thrill is
Thursday. Tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest Groucho Marx, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and Me Too. Andy Russell appeared through the courtesy of the Joan Davis Show and Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan Soap. Good night, everybody.
Say, lady, do you sing on wash day like this?
I'm the whole day washing laundry. I am never through, it seems.
Well, lady, you can make wash day easier if you blue with LaFrance, the bluing flakes that you use right along with your regular soap in washing machine or tub. There's no separate bluing job with LaFrance because it blues while you wash. LaFrance blues clothes white and bright without a trace of bluing streaks or spots. Why not get LaFrance first thing tomorrow?
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.